On the veranda of Kenesha Market are women selling merchandise. One has well-placed red tomatoes, the other has displayed yams and fish. At the extreme end of the veranda is a pregnant woman called Jackie. She is standing in the middle of green and oval fruit-like bowls, which are coconut fruits. Children, men and women, are lining up at her place. She chats with her customers as she cuts open the fruit with a machete before handing it over to them. Jackie sells coconuts worth 80 Ghana cedis, or approximately 120,000 Ugandan shillings, a day. She has been in this business for the last 8 years, but she is not able to tell what she makes in a month.
When she was contributing to the microloan scheme, she knew exactly how much she was making in a month. But since she stopped, she's never thought of knowing exactly how much she makes in a month.
She is not alone. Women at the market find it hard to manage their businesses, even for people like Adwa, who sells jewelry. Adwa Otto got a loan to start this business, but is already complaining of the conditions.
Okay, Mimi, fees and the senior are 4 million that one of you. In case interest, you me back from because I will check here. What happens? I want 4 million or 4 million for this. I can't want.
No, the interest rate is not fair because already they are saving. And it is based on how much they have been able to save with the bank that they get how much they want as loan. You cannot withdraw money from your account until you have finished paying the amount you took as loan.
Women like Jackie and Adua don't understand basic skills needed to run a business. Microfinancers are trying to reach out. Head of credit and branches at Action International, Tim Biwott, explains.
We analyze the fast moving items in the shop and advise the client to calculate to see what margins or profits do they make. As someone comes to seek services in us, that's an opportunity that we give when the clients come to our office.
He further explains that the life and work for small business owners can be intermingled. This affects their businesses.
Most micro enterprises, they are the managing directors of the shop, they are the fathers of the shop, they are the mothers of the shop, and at the end of the day, they eat from the shop. When they go home, they draw money from the business to go and buy food. They draw money from the business and pay for school fees. So we have to capture all this data, put it in a systematic accounting formula, see whether the client is making profit or not. And if we see that the business is not making profit, we advise the client that these are the leakages that he needs to control.
People like Jackie may be in need of this kind of education for the expansion of their businesses. But like her, many don't trust financial institutions. Action International says education of the clients does not stop at the bank door.
After even they receive the loans, we continue to do a follow-up to ensure that the client has used the money for the right purpose. And thereafter, every like a week or 2 weeks, our loan officer will pass by to check with the business and inquire if there's any help or if the client is encountering any difficulties.
For the women at the market, this kind of education will boost their business.